Everyone, you probably are not used to seeing my face on this podcast, but we have an opportunity to interview one of our podcasters who is usually involved on the other side of the interview. So today we're going to be talking to Tiana Pete. And just let me give you a little information about Tiana. Tiana was born and raised in Lansing, Michigan. She is a graduate from J.W. Sexton High School, Big Reds, where she participated on the girls' varsity swim team for 3 years. Didn't I know that? As well as the theater production of Little Shop of Horrors and of various clubs and activities. Tiana has a Bachelor of Arts degree in photography from Columbia College in Chicago, where she began her career in retail. In 2020, during the COVID pandemic, Tiana decided to go back to school and pursue a graduate certificate in museum studies. All of this sounds so interesting to me. Nice. At Michigan State University. Currently, she is pursuing her master's in library and information science from Wayne State University. She'll be finishing her studies at the end of 2024. Tiana is a member of the Black Caucus of the American Library Association, as well as the National Advancement Association of Colored People. She has over a decade of professional experience in the retail industry and 9 years of management experience. So we want to welcome you, Tiana, again from the other side of this podcast. Yeah. We are so excited. to have you today and just to hear your words of wisdom and the nuggets that you have to share with us. So without further ado, we're going to be asking you a series of questions. We're going to kick those questions off with Dominic. So Dom, if you want to take it away.
Yeah, so I'm Dominic Mason, a recent Central Michigan graduate, currently working in the logistics department for Kimberly-Clark in Wisconsin. And Tiana, thanks for being here. Our first question we have is, can you tell us about a time when your faith was tested during your journey and your professional journey?
Yes. So honestly, my faith has been tested more recently in my professional journey. So a little background is, obviously, I've been in the retail industry and customer facing retail for over a decade. And in 2022, I had the opportunity to work on the corporate side of the retail field. And this was honestly this is what I was praying for. Like the job was what I was praying for that I didn't know I was praying for. So this job opportunity, I got to travel, I got to create, I got to plan. The salary was what I was silently praying for every so often. Like, that was the prayer that I would pray to God. Like, you know, this is what I would like. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I know only you can do it. Like, that was my prayer. And in 2022, it happened. Like, this was the job. And so in February 2022, I got this job. And just was blessed beyond. And then in September of 2022, I was laid off from the job that I had prayed for. So honestly, initially with that layoff, I was devastated. I was hurt. I was sad because I was like, wow, like I just started here. I like just got my footing to what I was doing. But I was really optimistic, especially because, you know, I had a savings, I had severance, I was interviewing. So it seemed like, oh, you'll be back doing what you wanted to do very soon. Well, 6 months went by and no job. Like interview after interview after interview, final interviews, jobs I know I should have got. And nothing happened. So in February 2023, I went back to my job and I felt betrayed by God. Honestly, like transparently.
Oh, I love that. I love this. Yes.
Yes. Like transparently, I felt betrayed. And honestly, when I walked through that door, through the doors of my current job, basically I told God, you need to take a seat in the back because what you was doing for the last 6 months wasn't working. So like, I need to take control of this. And that's like when like everything, like the stubbornness, the hard-headedness, like the disobedience, like came into, like entered into me, like, cause I was hurt. I was upset. I was like, how could you, like, why would you give me something? Give me a little bit of something just to take it from me.
Take it away.
And that's like, yes, like that's just like how I felt. Like, I much rather you never have shown me this than to put me in that place to like take it back from me. So that was where I was all 2023, was just like that, like just me and God, there was a disconnect. Like I felt it. Like it was hard for me to just even be in church because I just didn't feel like he was there. So honestly, it took me a while to come to my senses, to have my come to Jesus moment toward the end of 2023, where it was just like, okay, it wasn't working your way either. Like, I take control of it and it wasn't working your way either. So let's try to rekindle this relationship with God. Let's not focus on the job in the profession and like where you don't, because honestly, I was just like, why I begged for you to get me out this place. And I'm back in this place. So like try not to focus on that. So honestly, where I'm at right now in my like professional career and like in the physical location, yes, that may not be where my heart's desire is to be, but I'm very grateful that God still blessed me to come back and make a means of living, essentially. It's like,
it's a good word. So
even though it may not be where I want to be, I was in the waiting place, essentially. And I think the waiting place for me was it's my current job, but it's making me really think about what I want, what I actually want God to bless me with. What does that look like? What does that sound like? Like, where is that? So yes, I'm in the waiting place, but like I've definitely been able to like see what's really going around in my surroundings and like be more open and like more accepting of where God is placing me, because obviously I'm here for a reason. So might as well make the best of it and be grateful for that.
Yeah, that's powerful. I just think about like Abraham, you know, he asked for the son and then God said, okay, let's go and let's sacrifice. And he's like, what?
Exactly. That's like, I think about so many people, like, you know, David being who he was supposed to be, but he was in the fields. And I know that there's greater for me, because God wouldn't have shown me that little bit if it wasn't going to be greater.
Amen. That's a good word. That is a good word to hold on to for all of us. That's just a great testimony, and just the transparency of it all, to let people know that, yeah, there's some times where we are very disappointed, discouraged, and it's like, God, you say you're God, where are you right now?
Yes.
You know, but what I have found is, when you go back to that word greater, what he has is going to just dwarf that, you know. I mean, it seemed like it was everything.
It was everything, right?
Like, this and is yet everything. When he reveals what he has for you, it's going to seem so minute, even though it was so grand and great, and it seemed like, wow, this is the epitome of everything. But when he truly reveals it and gets you to where he has wants you to be, it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait for that.
Thank you. So
So the next question is my turn. I'm going to ask you about advice, especially for people who are entering the job market. So we know that it's a very competitive job market. So what advice can you give those who are entering the job market?
Yeah. So advice I can give people, especially right now, because it is a very competitive job market and we have seen, unfortunately, loads of layoffs in a multitude of industries. So the advice I can give is, one, networking. Obviously, that's the obvious one is network, like network, network, network. One of the things that I do is if I'm applying for a job and I don't see like who the recruiter is or like who's the hiring manager for that is, I like type in the company and I type in recruiter. So like if it's like Nike, I'll type in Nike and I'll type in recruiter, and then like a list of recruiters come up and I'll add them because that's your job. Like your job is to accept people
right
on LinkedIn. Another piece of advice is don't rely solely on LinkedIn to look for a job. You, especially if you are in college, use your school's Handshake network. Like those are going to be jobs that are more geared towards your field of study. So like I have years of experience in retail, but my LinkedIn, like that algorithm on our LinkedIn is literally like retail. But like what I go to school for is not retail. Like I go to school for library and information science. So I utilize my Handshake more so than my LinkedIn, because it is geared towards what I'm going to school for. So utilize other platforms, Handshake, Indeed, like anything else. Don't rely solely on LinkedIn. And then my last piece of advice is create your own opportunities for yourself. If you are a student and you are trying to get an internship and maybe it's not working out for you, create your own opportunities, create your own projects that you can speak to when you are interviewing. So if you're a journalist student and you can't get an internship at like a news company or wherever, take the summer to go out into your community and interview people, do your own editorials, put them on a blog, put that link on your social media, like create your own opportunities.
Yeah, this is great.
So you at least have a portfolio to show employers. So even if you don't get like company experience, still create your own opportunities.
Yeah. Good advice.
I like that. Yeah. I'm in my job search right now too. I just started finally. So
nice.
I definitely understand it's definitely a different world since when I left it a few years ago. So
it is. It's very competitive.
I just started though, so hopefully I find some real soon.
Oh, you will.
Next question is mine. I am Devin Johnson. I attend the College of Business at Western Michigan University, and I wanted to ask, how does your career line up your calling?
So I think I don't know if my current career aligns with my calling.
Right.
I feel like I feel like I'm called to be like a resource, and maybe it does. Like maybe it does align because I am pretty knowledgeable with what I do and about the company I work for. And like, I'm able to give people like answers to a lot of questions that they have. So maybe that still aligns, but I do feel like I'm called to be like more of a resource to people. Which is probably why I go to school for library and information science. So I do feel like that's where like my, hopefully that's where God is calling me, isn't to be a resourceful person. So, I feel like maybe in that aspect of like being able to give people answers and to like help them find solutions to things, that's probably where it aligns the most.
Okay. I like that answer. Like, everything.
Yeah. So kind of, going back to, you spoke on a couple of your hardships that you've went through, especially like last year. Do you have any advice how to deal with some of that, those adversities?
Okay. Yes. Just, I guess myself, I think maybe if me talking to 2022, 2023 Tiana would be that, one, I had to get back to a place of trying to like, I had to get back to a space of like being in relation with God.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I had to be intentional with that. So devoting time to reading my Bible, and it's hard. It's hard at first, especially like, cause like I said, I was hard-headed. I was stubborn. I was disobedient. So I had to have that moment of talking to myself, like that come to Jesus moment of like, look, it's not working out for you, how you're doing it. Maybe we really need to go back to God in the sense of like, put him back into this problem, put him back into the center of this problem, because he's going to be the only solution to it. And that's really tough because you do have to be really intentional. So when I was having that like moment of like reflection, basically I just told myself 2024 cannot be like 2023. You cannot be that person. Because honestly, like people see that, like they see that hardness on you. Like you can't be that person. So I fasted like in the middle of December. I created some goals for myself in the middle of December of what, like, especially like achievable ones that I know, like measurable ones that I know will be like, I can do since along with God. And then how I knew things were like aligning was like in January, Pastor Thomas was like, I want you guys to write down four goals. And I was like, I already wrote these goals down. I wrote these goals down. And then he was like, you know, we're going to start our corporate fast. I was like, I already fast last week. What are you talking about? Like, that's how I knew I was like in God's will.
Right.
Because I had already done these things. Like God had already spoken me to do these things.
Outstanding.
And so I was like, oh, I know that this is aligning with me. And so I will say I watched one of the first things that I questioned was, who am I? Like, who do I want to be? And who does God want me to be? And as soon as like that, like fasting happened and I was like, I'm going to fast and I'm going to think about this. And this is going to be like what my fast is about. It's like figuring out who God wants me to be. God told me, he was like, I knew you before you were in your mother's womb. And like he clear as day. Yeah. Told me that.
Yes.
I was like, okay, like then we're just gonna do it you. And I will say one message that really helped me was Pastor Stephen Furtick of Elevation Church. His message is called Do the New You. And basically it goes over like, you know, getting to God's will and like becoming a new person in God. And that like helped me tremendously. And also Pastor Sarah Jakes Roberts, Girl Get Up. That helped me tremendously. Like that's such a, it's such a good word. It's so powerful. It's so beautiful and eloquently done. So like those two messages like really helped me. And then also the idea, like right now my February is surrendering to God. Like that's my focus, is surrendering to God. So like letting go, like surrendering it all to God. So like giving myself like monthly, like things to focus on. Cause like my year 2024 is the year of focus for me. So, so like giving myself things to focus on so that I can like continue to build my relationship with God and be intentional. And so that like what I'm doing, I know is aligning with God's will. So that's kind of really how I'm getting through this adversity, is just being intentional and just focusing, like focusing on this relationship that I'm cultivating with God.
All right.
I really like that, being intentional, setting each month, setting a goal that
Like maybe, I don't know what I'll do next month, honestly.
Yeah. You got a couple of weeks.
Yeah. he'll drop it. Okay, this next question has to do with balance. So, you know, we're out, some people call it the marketplace, some people call it the world, you know, system and all of that. But, you know, we're coming across so many different types of people, different ways that people have been raised, their different belief systems and different things like that. So how do you create balance when you're surrounded by friends and families or family members or colleagues who might not necessarily share the same faith or maybe at the same level of faith that, you know, because you coming out the gate like you ready, right? So how do you have the balance when you're interacting with people who may not share the same belief system or be at the level that you are in your faith?
So I think in situations like are like interacting with people who may have a different faith or don't believe in God at all or at different levels of faith than me, definitely just coming, interacting with them at a level of compassion and empathy is always a great way to start. Because I don't work with, regardless of what you believe or don't believe in, I don't work with bad people. Like they're not bad in nature. They're very genuine, kind spirited people, regardless of their beliefs. So we all kind of like that level of respect, and we're all like, everybody's aware that I believe in God. And I think, honestly, it's so interesting. I was thinking about this the other day that, like, more people have talked to me about God recently at my job or about religion at my job in these last, like, couple weeks than in the past. And I do feel like maybe it is because I am out of that, like, hardness of last year. Yeah. So, like,
I'm a Christian, but don't talk to me about God.
like I think I'm out of that, like, hard and like that, like, disconnect right. from God from last year, where, like, we were just disconnecting, we were, like, in two different spaces. And so now that, like, the relationship is stronger with me and God, people, like, are open to having those conversations with me in the sense of, like, they come to me and just, like, it's just casual. It's nothing like, oh, like, where in the Bible is nothing like that. It's just, like, a casual thing. So I will say that people recognize people with relationships with God. Like, yes, regardless if if they are a believer or not, like, people recognize when you have a relationship with God. Mm-hmm. So, and they'll talk to you differently. They'll approach you differently. And so I think just those interactions, just becoming to compassion, coming with compassion and empathy with all people, no matter what, we all have to coexist together. When it comes to, like, friendships, I will say, it's been said on this podcast plenty of times, or many of times, that, like, having like-minded friends, which is very, I will say it's very true. I might have, like, a friend or two who doesn't believe in God, but for the most part, a majority of my friends do believe in God, and these are the friends that also are getting their masters or have their masters. Like, we feed off of each other. Like, being surrounding yourself with people who have attributes similar to yourself or that you wish to achieve. Mm-hmm. So, like, one of my best girlfriends, she's also in her master's program. One of my, like, oldest guy friends, he already has his master's. So, like, surrounding yourself with people who share similar attributes as yourself or ones that you achieve to have in the future. So I think that's kind of, like, how I balance that is I do surround myself with really like-minded people, but I also, like, regardless of, like, faith, I love to interact with people who with compassion and respect and empathy.
Yeah, that's a beautiful response, because when we think about drawing people to Christ, it is those types of attributes that draw mm-hmm. people in. You know, it's the goodness of God that causes people to repent, not, you know, us beating people over the head about the differences and stuff. So that's a beautiful response.
Yeah, somebody can hit me like, didn't I see you somewhere on Saturday? And it's just like, oh, yeah, you did see me there. So, like, make sure you're compassionate with people. Yes.
Right. But for the grace of God, go I. Amen. So, all right, Devin, I think Devin's up next.
Yeah, I'll take the next question. Is there any topics or extra information that you would like to give or discuss with our listeners?
Nothing, no topic. I will tell our listeners, be careful with what you pray for.
That's good enough right there.
Uh-huh. Be careful what you pray for, because in all honesty, what we pray for, what we ask God for, sometimes you do have to be really specific with God, because he'll just give it to you and you'll be like, oh, wait, that's not what I thought. But I will say, like, if you are praying for, like, certain types of attributes in yourself, if you're praying for patience, trust me. I pray for patience all the time. I'd be like, God, give me patience, like, make me a patient person. And here I am in the waiting room. So be careful what you pray for, especially if you are praying for peace. If you are praying for peace and prosperity, watch how many people God removes from your life.
Yep.
Because
I'm gonna listen to that right now.
Yeah, if you're praying for peace and prosperity, watch how many people God removes from your life.
So yeah, she goes quick too.
Yeah, so be very careful.
The next day.
And be prepared for what you pray for, mm-hmm. because when you pray for those things and they start happening and you're not ready, you're going to fight it. And it's a battle you're going to lose. So
that's a good word. That's a good word, Tiana.
That's great. Does anyone else have anything?
I think I'm all good.
All right. Our last question. What is the best way for our listeners to reach out or contact you after?
Yeah, so you can definitely reach out to me at my email address. So that's Tiana, TIANA.Pete, PETE at gmail.com. Or you can find me on LinkedIn. I utilize LinkedIn a lot, so I'm open to that.
Sounds good.
Perfect.
Thank you so much, Tiana. This has been a great opportunity to just, again, hear from our podcasters and just see all the amazing things that you are doing and learning more about you. And we just wish you the best in all your endeavors. Before you know it, you'll be able to do a podcast strictly on the waiting room and being patient, right? That's the next one to come, right? But yeah, you gave us some great nuggets. And so, again, we just thank you for coming on the other side of the podcast and letting us get to know a little bit more about you. So thank you so much. And we'll be talking real soon.
Thank you.
Okay, signing off.